The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger, by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Morning, Roger. It's Brian. I was just wondering how your dog died. And if you were involved in that end game. Yeah, get back to me. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Yes, interesting question. I've only ever had two dogs in my life. Sienna, who died not long ago, in an unfortunate way, but you know, not my fault. And Misty in the late 80s, but I had nothing to do with. She just died of old age, you know. And, in fact, I was doing my GCSEs at the time, and I wonder if the trauma of her death actually affected my results, because they weren't very good. Anyway, I came home one day, and my mum told me that she'd passed. It was very sad. How are you doing, mate? I'm having a tough old time at the moment. She's in such a bad mood. She's just discovered that Philip Schofield is gay, and it's sent her into this very strange, silent, stroppy mood. I mean, I tried to speak to her the other day, and she just ignored me. I don't know how she didn't know he was gay. I mean, it was quite a big story at the time. I don't know why she's quite so upset about it either. It's not as if she either had a chance going out with him or anything. I don't quite know what the issue is. Anyway, okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. Well, it was a big shock, wasn't it? I mean, I had a day or two coming to terms with it. He doesn't seem gay at all to me. But there you go. So you broke it to her. How did she not find out when the story initially broke? Because it was a really big story, wasn't it? Anyway, I'm sorry to hear she's getting violent. Did you say violent? Linda used to get violent. She used to go for me when I was at my most vulnerable. Just, you know, just out of the shower or when I was asleep. God, I remember waking up one morning and wondering why there was an extension lead in the bedroom. And and then feeling her under the duvet, and she had a, she was trying to put my balls in a Vitamix. Fucking terrifying. Anyway, so just to clarify, mate, you have no experience in putting animals down. Okay, cheers, speak soon, bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. No, I didn't tell Anne about Philip Schofield. She read it in an interview with him in a supplement that came with the Daily Mail. And it's affected her quite badly, as I say. And now she's shut down completely. She's not saying anything. I'm actually quite worried, and it's, you know, it's tricky at the moment knowing who to contact in a situation like this, because I'm obviously reluctant to phone the GP. Do you know what I mean? Just sort of in the current climate. So I'm not sure I'd know how to explain what's happened to her either. It's not, you know, she's shut down because Philip Schofield's gay. I don't know how seriously they take me. And no, mate, I've got absolutely no experience in putting animals down. I accidentally killed a duck once. I threw some pebbles at a group of ducks and they scattered. And when they regrouped, I then threw a larger stone and it must have hit one of them on the head. Because later, as I was crossing a bridge, I saw this duck float past staring up at me, bleeding. And I put two and two together. I was about 12 years old at the time, and I've never really forgotten that. And I've never told anybody that either. So there you go. But I've never put an animal down in a controlled environment, so to speak. Can I ask why, you ask? And thanks for sharing your stories about Linda, mate. I know that that must have been quite difficult for you to talk about. Okay, mate. Hope you're well. Speak soon.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. No, it's a sad story, actually. It's a mate of mine. He's a manager at the dog track, and he contacted me asking me if he knows any vets. As the resident vet at the dog track has passed away, he fell off a wall and had a heart attack. But he was approaching 80, and he'd had a really interesting life. So anyway, he was about to terminate some dogs, some older dogs who have passed their sell-by date and, you know, have underlying health conditions and stuff. But the, you know, the best thing, or the only option is to put them all down. Now, I know you're a bit short of money at the moment, and you're sharing food parcels with Anne, etc. So I know you're in a bit of shtuck. I know you mentioned it's Jamie's birthday coming up, so I thought of you. It's £300 cash. And they're in a lot of pain, I'd imagine. Okay, mate, look forward to hearing from you. Cheers, bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I can tell by you not getting back to me that you're a little bit reluctant about this situation, but I've made a call, and I've got your money up to 325. So I'm just hoping that that's going to nudge you to the right call. Look, in normal circumstances, obviously another vet would be involved, but you know, these aren't normal circumstances, and they're all wrapped up in COVID-19 stuff. You know, it really has had an impact across the whole of society. So look, I hope that helps. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger again. Mate, two things. Firstly, thank you very much for thinking of me for this task. It's very kind of you. And 300 quid at the moment is invaluable. I mean, it's invaluable at any time. but particularly now, because I mean, it's not Jamie's birthday, it's Anne's coming up. And given how we're in the situation we find ourselves in over Philip Schofield, it'd be perhaps, you know, a good idea if maybe I got her something just to smooth the waters. But having said that, I really don't know about putting down a pack of race dogs. I mean, I'm sure it's the humane thing to do, but I simply wouldn't know where to start with that, mate. I don't know. I'll have to think about this one. Okay, mate. Sorry, I can't be more helpful at the moment. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. You really are driving a hard bargain here. First of all, it's not a herd of dogs. It's just three dogs. I might tell you their names, but I don't want to sort of humanise it. But yeah, look, I've put in another call, and I've got him up to 335. But that's the last offer, mate. I do have to know within the hour. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I tried to speak to Anne again and she just ignored me. And when I persisted, she just turned around and said to me, "Do you mind? I'm trying to watch Frasier." So clearly we're not out of the woods with regards to Schofield just yet. And my worry is that she just turns on me and wants me gone. And if that happens, then I don't know what I do. So look, I do need the money, because I'll get her something and try and make her feel better. So yes, I'm happy to help, and also it's, you know, I'll do it because it's the right thing to do. It's humane, and you know, there's poor animals. So I'm guessing it's some sort of injection, but I don't know. A few more details wouldn't go amiss. You know, like where to collect the dogs, how will I get paid without sounding too crass. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity, mate. I mean, I really appreciate it, because it's important that we look after each other at the moment in these difficult times. So I do appreciate this. Okay, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That's really good news. Look, please don't feel coy about asking about money. It's business. And business is business, even in these uncertain times. I will personally deal with it. So if you pass on your bank details, I can sort that. No worries at all. So for social distancing reasons, no one will be there. He'll leave the door open to the kennel. In an adjacent corridor to the kennel, there should be like the harnesses, and the electric bolt gun will be hanging up next to it. Yeah, and then you can get Anna present, which I'm sure will nullify the Schofield situation. So yeah, just get in contact with me when it's done. All right, cheers. Stay safe.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. It's done. And it was perhaps the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but in a strange way, I feel proud, because, you know, I know somebody had to take the welfare of these dogs into their own hands and do what was right. And I did. I went into the kennel and the dogs were there chained to the wall. I found the harnesses, and as soon as they saw the harnesses, they sort of looked at me with a childish eagerness and happy and willing for me to put the harness on them. And I felt guilty and sad, but I ploughed on, knowing that it would be crueler for me to do nothing. Anyway, I did it, and now it's done. And I just wanted to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to do that. Every man should at some stage face something like that. Now, may I ask just a small favour, mate? Would you mind ringing Anne and pretending to be Philip Schofield? Obviously, I'm going to get her a little something with the money, but a call from Schofield in any way, shape or form would go a long way, I think, to sorting this thing out. Because, as I say, if she decides she doesn't want me in that flat anymore, I am absolute done for. Okay, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I've just got off the phone to the people at the dog track. You put down the wrong dogs. The actual dogs you put down were thoroughbreds, and there's a very angry gambling syndicate who are very cross. They don't know my address, and so I'm just not going to appear there anytime soon. I had to give them something, so I've given them Anne's address. I obviously can't give you any money, mate, because you killed the wrong dogs. But I can leave a message pretending to be Philip Schofield. I'll do that now. I'll just phone your landline. So don't pick up. Okay. Bye.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Anne. It's Philip Schofield here. I just wanted to get in contact with you, as I've heard that you're quite disconcerted by the fact that I recently came out as homosexual. I just want to reinforce that I am still absolutely intending on presenting this morning and Dancing on Ice, and I very much hope that I will meet you one day, as I still like a bit of a flirt with the older ladies. Okay, thanks, Anne.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.